Coming up today on A Classic Compassion Radio.
The more we can let them know, first and foremost, you're a daughter of the King. Right. And yes, he has called you to a holy path to share his hope and for the local people you're working with to come into relationship with him. But God loves you not because of what you're doing for him. God just loves you because he made you. And he thinks the world of you. He just wants to be with you.
You found the Daily Radio Journal that brings you stories of God's work amongst people who are doing incredible things in all corners of the world. It's Compassion Radio. I'm Bram Floria. Thanks for joining us today. Today is part three of a great interview Sandy's been leading with Amy Young of Velvet Ashes, an incredible organization ministering to the needs of those on the front lines of faith who spend all of their time serving others. Be prepared to be inspired just a little bit in your walk as you listen today. Here's Sandy.
I'm just going to read from your website here. You said, what does the name mean? And it said, we are named for the velvet ash tree, resonating with this tree because it lives in the seeming emptiness of the desert. Yet it is in the desert that this tree thrives, its roots reaching deep. I like that. That's really, that's really nice to read that and to hear that. And that is such a beautiful picture of what God does in our lives when we are in those dark places. If we really cling to him and we lean into him, our roots can go really deep into the knowledge of the Savior. So that's beautiful. What else can you tell me about how you came up with the name or how meaningful it is to you personally? Because I know you lived on the field and now you're back here in the States, but you're still a missionary in a different, in a kind of a different way.
Right. Well, when Velvet Ashes started off, it was, I'm going to use the word, just a blog.
Okay.
And since then, it has evolved and blossomed into this online community. And so a big part of my role is just, I feel a little bit like the conductor of an orchestra. Mm-hmm. If you look on our Meet the Team page, how many contributors we have.
I saw that, yes.
We are run by volunteers. And the mere fact that Velvet Ashes is about 4.5 years old and we already have that many volunteers, I think it just speaks to the fact that for this season, we're really meeting a need for women on the field because all of those contributors volunteer their time. So we've got a team of writers and then behind the scenes, once the words are written, getting them loaded up onto the blog, out onto social media. And it is just encouraging to see how God can redeem and use anything. I look at our Instagram community. We've got five different women are like on the leadership team for Instagram. And just the ways that they encourage conversation and that Me Too factor, and they're sharing pictures from women all over the world and asking good questions, and people can share their stories. And you do get to know people, and you do get to, every Wednesday we'll have a prayer post, so people share prayer requests and can pray for each other. So it's really kind of that whole spectrum of some are just light and silly. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Right.
Yeah, and then some are heavier. One of the women who had been out in the remote area of the Philippines, her husband very unexpectedly had very serious medical stuff. And they had to almost within 48 hours, like leave the field and come to California for medical treatment. And just their entire life and with kids got turned upside down.
Yeah.
But to see then how the community rallies around her and can support her, and even though it's at a distance, can still ask questions and pray for her and comment and let her know she is not having to face this as alone as before there was a way,
right,
like Instagram. to connect and communicate.
Well, I've seen some of the Instagram posts. I follow you on Instagram, Velvet Ashes, and it is so sweet to read those stories and to see little glimpses of the lives these women are living overseas and how they respond to each other in with the questions.
Yes.
and how they talk very familiar with each other, like they're sisters, yeah. like they know each other, like they're yeah. interested in each other's lives. And I think that is so important in our lives too, that we stay connected. I mean, yes, we talked about how we need to have the connection with physical, hands-on, skin-touching people, but if we can't, then to find this kind of community that we can
yes.
have some connection that is on a deeper yes. level, that we can yes. be who we are, be ourselves, and we can share our hearts, and we can receive the encouragement, the exhortation, sometimes the correction mm-hmm. that we need.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So what Velvet Ashes has evolved to, I think the thing I could compare it to the best for the listeners is a church. And I'm not saying we are a church, so please, listeners, hear me. But what I'm trying to say is, you know how within your church, you've got the Sunday service.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our things that are just regular. They happen, you know, every day, 52 days a week, just your regular thing. But we also have connection groups, and they meet in the spring and the fall. And that would be sort of more like a small group within a church, where on a Sunday, you can talk to a lot of people, but the truth is you're more like saying hi, touching base, getting mm-hmm. little update.
Right.
It's not that deep, more personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need all of that. We need the Sunday service, but we also need the small group.
Mm-hmm.
So for the connection groups, they will meet for 8 to 10 weeks in a small group of 6 women with a facilitator. And depending on where they are and what type of group, where they are in the world, meaning what type of internet, what type of day. Suddenly now you're talking all 24-hour time zones.
Right.
It actually can kind of be a nightmare.
I'm
like,
set your alarm for 2 in the morning.
See, that's it. And I didn't know that not every country does daylight savings on the same weekend.
Okay.
That's one thing. If I had the power to change anything in the world, I think I might say, because in the spring, it's for about 10 weeks, a different country will do daylight savings.
Oh, my goodness.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's not even 2 or 3 weeks. Anyways, we will get off of that
right.
sidetrack because that is not interesting. But so these groups meet via Skype or mm-hmm. on Facebook in a secret group that's set up. So it's all private. No one else can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get to connect with each other and talk about, we have a whole guide for the facilitators to use to facilitate connection and conversation and praying for each other. And it's just that place where they can let their hair down
mm-hmm.
and not feel like, well, if I say this on social media, first of all, will my supporters misunderstand it? Will they get
yeah.
it? Will they like it? And where there's that element of raising support, I don't want to, if I say like, I'm really hating the country I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Will that maybe end up financially costing me?
Right, right. And that's important to
it is
consider.
Important. Yes, and for them to have, yes, and they do need to. There is a public element, and there is appropriate places to share and to get support. We also have a book club that meets on the blog. So we've probably read about 40 different books in community.
Hmm.
So also, if you're a book person, go look on our website under book club and you can see the bookshelves. You can see all of the different past 40 books we've read and the different blog posts related. So for book lovers, they will absolutely love that.
Yeah. I'm just going to say right now that the website is velvetashes.com. And across the top, there are different categories that you can look through. And under community, if you're interested in the book club,
mm-hmm.
it is under
yes.
community. And you can just look under there. And I think that's a great thing to do. I mean, I've been part of book clubs before, and that's really a lot of fun for people. So if you're interested in that, I'll just say to our listeners, you can look on their website for that. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
You're talking about community
oh, no.
and the things that you have going on with that.
And under that tab, you'll also see something called The Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say sort of similar to a church. Like annually, we'll have a big special event. So we've got our daily, weekly stuff. We've got kind of seasonal stuff with the connection groups. And then every April, we have an online retreat. So we realized with technology now, you know, for a missionary woman out on the field to go to a retreat is not always feasible.
Difficult,
depending
right.
where they're living in the world, how far it is to travel, how if they've got kids or even just again, you want to talk about the madness of working with a community around the world. Every country has different holidays in different months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So trying to find one time in, you know, in the world, in the year, where there isn't something big somewhere in the world is impossible.
Right.
And as you and I met going to an Esmera retreat, and in-person retreats are so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a limitation of how many people physically can be in a space together.
Right.
And
right.
realizing digitally, you remove that. You remove the barrier of travel.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the barrier of time zones. You mm-hmm. remove the barrier of how many capacity of a room.
Mm-hmm.
And so we film an entire retreat. We will have a different speaker for each retreat. They are filmed. We have different Bible passages that we go through. We create a whole downloadable guide so they can download the guide and fill in the blanks and listen to the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed testimonies. And then every year we create different retreat elements. So like this past year, we had a whole spa video on how to do homemade spa facials.
Oh, fun.
We will have different exercise videos. So we've had holy yoga in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've had holy Pilates. We did kickboxing this year.
Okay.
Just to throw in some different physical ways to use your body mm-hmm. during the retreat. So we filmed all of that. The very first year, we just put it out there and said, hey, on this weekend, we're going to have a virtual retreat, where all of us around the world are going to be on a retreat right where you are, but at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had over 700 women in 92 countries sign
up. Wow.
I know. So that's why we were like, oh my gosh.
You're onto something.
Okay, we're onto something. Right. Like, or this is meeting a need.
Yes.
And just saying, and this is our philosophy. If we can just set the table, it's God who feeds his children.
That's right.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram.
Friends, even after being at this job for over a decade, it still amazes me when I hear a Compassion Radio partner say, I've never heard that before. I know it shouldn't surprise me, for our mission is all about bringing you the story of what God's hand is doing around the world. I guess it's just that having been out there so many times and seeing it for myself, it's kind of hard to remember that God's amazing work remains hidden behind a massive wall of mainstream media, which doesn't seem to care much for stories of spiritual transformation, renewal, and certainly not about struggle against evil. Yet it's this hidden world that we bring you on each and every Compassion Radio broadcast. Thank you so much for standing with us and making this broadcast possible through your generous financial gifts and your brave prayers on our behalf. Let us know what God brought to your heart today through this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you.
If you'd like to partner with Compassion Radio, you can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. If you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859.
There's a call going out across the land in every nation. A call to all who swear allegiance to the cross of Christ. A call to true humility, to live our lives responsibly, to deepen our devotion to the cross at any rate. promise. Let us then be sober, moving only in the Spirit, as aliens and strangers in a hostile foreign land. The message we're proclaiming is repentance and forgiveness, the offer of salvation to the dying race of man. To love the Lord our God is the heartbeat of our mission, the spring from which our service overflows. Across the street or around the world, the mission. By the passion of the flame, spilling light unsparingly throughout a darkened room, let us burn to know him deeper than our service flaming bright. We'll radiate his passions and blaze with holy service overflows. Across the street or around the world, the mission's still the same. Proclaim and live the truth in Jesus' name. To love the Lord our God is the heartbeat of our mission, the spring from which our service
listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
And so if we can get people to take that space to just listen to someone talking about God and life and the Bible and get them in the Word, so they are reading passages in the Word and interacting. You know, God loves his children. The Holy mm-hmm. Spirit wants to just spend time. And then God and the Holy Spirit, part of God, he's the one who knows what that person needs to hear.
Right.
He's the one who knows what she's facing, mm-hmm. what challenges or strengths or what he wants to prepare her for, what's coming next in her life that, you know, she doesn't know. Obviously, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sweet how, you know, people who are in full-time ministry, I think even here in the States, whether it's pastors or missionaries, so often because ministry it just can get messy. Where are the boundaries that I'm in relationship with God versus working for God? And so the more we can just let them know, first and foremost, you're a daughter of the King.
Right.
And yes, he has called you to a holy task to share his hope and for the local people you're working with to come into relationship with him. But God loves you not because of what you're doing for him. God just loves you because he made you. And he thinks the world of you. He just wants to be with you. And out of that relationship, you know, we're going to do things, but the doing flows out of the being with him.
You know, I heard a speaker one time who talked about our relationship with the Lord, and we talk about filling our cup and how she made the analogy that that the Holy Spirit is like a pitcher that's constantly full but always pouring out. And we carry our cup around with us and expect to be filled, but we're not walking over to the source or sitting under the source to actually get our cup filled. And we're trying to pour out from our cup that's not full, that's empty. And we need to get under this, the overflow of the Holy Spirit, get in tune and in line with that so that our cup is being constantly filled and not remove it from that, but let our ministry then be. When our cup is full, it overflows into the saucer and into the outlying areas that God can use in that way. And then it's a ministry from the fullness of the Spirit rather than from our emptiness and our tiredness and our exhausted lives and our dark spiritual
like
places.
Sense of duty.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, that I have to do this. Well, and now, just again, for listeners, if you go to the Velvet Ashes website and the Long Community Retreat, we have done 4 retreats now. And so part of our heart is to build up this bank of retreats. And so they're $25 a piece. So someone, they're geared toward women on the field, meaning the testimonies are all missionaries. But I think they are talking about issues of life. So your listeners would get as much out of them. So if you're needing a retreat or you are having to lead a retreat for a group of women at your church, know that those retreat materials, God wants it because it's based on his word.
Right.
You can buy them and meet with them, and it's God loving on you through his word.
Well, that's a great resource. That's a great resource. So all of you women in ministry that are listening to this, go and look up those retreats because that might be something really helpful for your ministries where you are at your churches. I want to move on.
And even personally, a good friend of mine just took a day off from work, bought the retreat, and it like revitalized her for just stuff she was facing in her marriage and life.
Oh, that's a great, that's a great resource as well. Just your own personal retreat. Take some time for yourself. That's really great.
Yep.
I want to go back to these connection groups too, because I'm looking here at the website again. Is this something that you do throughout the year? Like I see one that says for moms with adopted children, anyone on the field, reentry of your passport country. I mean, just all those kinds of different issues that women are facing out there.
Yep. Every year it kind of varies depending on when holidays fall, Easter or Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff.
We'll hear more of this conversation next time on Compassion Radio. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. and that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.